Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mike, a.k.a. Max. You're listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. Today is approximately about a 15-minute show, so I'm glad that you've decided to listen to the Alternative View here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a Bible encouragement show. I'm not necessarily here to bash you over the head with the Bible, but to give you the Word of God, to give you hope through the Word of God. So hope you can stick with me for today's show, today's episode. The title for today's program is Jesus, the Light of the World, John 1:1-23. In this episode, I will discuss Jesus Christ as the light of the world. I will read from the first chapter of the Gospel of John and talk about what the Bible means when it refers to Jesus as light. I will discuss how we can receive Jesus into our hearts on a daily basis and how the Bible gives us light when we feel we are in darkness. I will discuss the hope we can have through Jesus and the Bible and how we can be a light to others who might feel discouraged. So with that said, if you're listening to this on demand, you can pause it. And if you have a Bible, I'll be reading from the Gospel of John, which is found in the New Testament. I'm reading for the reading from the English Standard Version. So I'm going to start reading, starting in chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But, verse 12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have received grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side has made him known." Verse 19, and this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing?" Actually, I'm going to stop right there. "Why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered, "Then I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across Jordan, where John was baptized. So I just continue to read from verses 24 down to verse 28. So back to the title of today's program. I titled it Jesus, the Light of the World. John 1:1-23. When we think of light, we think of, obviously we think of darkness. Sometimes we think the opposite of light is darkness. So when we think of light, we think of the darkness being expelled. So when you come into a dark room and you may feel frightened, or if it's late at night and you're home alone, you're by yourself, and you turn on the light, and the light get d dispel it gets d it dispels the darkness. So the darkness is no longer there. And so this is one of the terms that Jesus is referred to in the Bible. Another one is the bread of life. But this one here that we're going to be talking about today is the light of the world. So I'm just going to go back and just do some expository preaching here, starting back in verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So Jesus here, another term that the Bible refers to Jesus is the Word. The way that this is spelt here is with a capital W, so capital WORD. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus here being described as God, if you read that very carefully, well, I'll just read it a bit slower now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So here the Bible is saying that the Word became flesh. So Jesus is the manifestation of the Word, God's Word becoming flesh. So flesh here refers to Jesus's incarnation. It's just a big word, which just means that Jesus came to earth, or God came to earth as a human being. That's what Christianity teaches, and that's what I personally believe as well too. So in verse 2, it says, "He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So again, just saying that God, or Jesus was in the beginning, talking about the beginning before time began. God w or Jesus was with God, and that all things were made through him. That's what it says in verse 3, all things were made through Jesus. So verse 4 says, in him, talking about Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Again, I think that could be referring to how God gives us life through the Son of God imparting, giving us a soul. That could be what it means. Verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This is referring to the gospel. It's referring to the light here is like the light shines in the darkness. So Jesus brings the gospel to the earth, sets up his church, and the church is bringing light to the world. Some people reject the gospel. Some people accept the gospel. I think that's what this is referring to here. Then it goes on to describe, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." So now we're talking about John the Baptist. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light. To bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. Now, again, we're talking in verse 9, we're talking about Jesus. "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." Again, that could be referring to many things, but I'm not going to speculate on that. "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him." It's not that the world didn't know who Jesus was. Of course, people knew who he was, but they didn't know, or they didn't understand what the Bible taught, or what the Bible now teaches about who Jesus is. Again, so the world did not. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Talking about the people of his day, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name again. So those people who it says here that the world did not know him, it's because they didn't it's not that they didn't know who he was, they just didn't put their faith in him, they didn't believe in him. So to all who but to all who did receive him, right, receive him by faith, that's the only way you can receive Christ. You can't just say like a little sinner's prayer, which is good, but you have to receive Christ by faith. If it's if when you're receiving Christ as your savior, and you're not receiving him through faith, then it's not going to work. Okay, so but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So God gives us the gift of salvation. He gives us forgiveness of sins when we put our faith in what Jesus did for us on the cross by dying for our sins, paying the penalty that, we deserved, when we believe that he died and rose again on the third day. When we believe this truly in our heart, we become children of God, who were born not of blood, just referring to not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Again, I'm talking about spiritual regeneration, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word, again, talking about Jesus being the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. I'll go back and explain some of the stuff that I'm reading now. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Again, talking about the Word becoming flesh, Jesus being the Word of God, and he brings light to this world, again, through not just the church, but the church is an instrument that God uses pretty much, you know, solely through the church, but the church is an instrument God uses to bring light to us as human beings, and then we again take the light that we receive from Christ and from his church and bring that out into the world. And so it says here in verse 16, "And from his fullness we have received grace upon grace." So again, the Christian life is a life that's filled with hope. It's filled with grace. Then in verse 17, it refers to the law of Moses. The law of Moses. The Bible also talks about us not being justified by the law. So the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. So again, Jesus, the light of the world. I hope I was able to discuss Jesus Christ being the light of the world. Reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of John, I talked about what the Bible means when it first refers to Jesus as light. The way we receive Jesus into our lives on a daily basis is through communion, through fellowship with God, receiving sacraments, if you're a Catholic or an Anglican or someone who has a sacramental life. But mostly the best way to receive Jesus is through faith and what Christ has done for us on the cross. When we put our faith and trust and receive the free gift of salvation through faith, we become saved, born-again people. Again, you've been listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max, saying thanks for listening. Have a great morning or a great afternoon or a great evening. Thanks very much for listening. And God bless and goodbye. Thanks very much. Bye.